Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. A man who shot at police in the U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, is in critical condition after officers returned fire on the sidelines of what had been peaceful marches marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. St. Louis Police Chief John Belmar said detectives late Sunday had been tracking a man they feared was armed, and he was then involved in an exchange of 40 or 50 shots between two groups of people before shooting the officers on Mark Carr. Belmar said four detectives returned fire from inside the vehicle and as they pursued the gunman on foot before felling him. They were criminals. They were not protesters, Belmar said, of the groups that exchanged shots. Series of attacks targeted police and soldiers Monday in Turkey, leaving several people dead, while another shooting struck the U.S. consulate in the country's largest city. No one was injured when two people shot at the consulate in Istanbul. The attackers managed to escape the scene, but later, one of the assailants, a woman, was detained by police. Authorities said she was a member of the leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front, which has carried out sporadic attacks, including a suicide bombing at the U.S. Embassy in Ankara in 2013. Hours earlier, a bomb exploded at an Istanbul police station, wounding at least 10 people. At the same site, police were later involved in an exchange of gunfire with two attackers and killed them both. Meanwhile, in southern Turkey, a roadside bomb exploded in Sirnak province Monday, killing four police officers. This is VOA News.